Okay, this is Hilchos Ma'alevelove, a long section in the Rambam. And obviously the title implies what this section's about, which is loans and things of that nature. So the Rambam says in the beginning, there are 12 mitzvos, arba mitzvos aseh, shmona mitzvos aseh, so four positive and eight negative. So the first one is lahavos l'ani imach. So the first one is that you must lend to a poor person and someone who is destitute. Shelo yigo so you can't push him to pay back. Ligos esa akum, you can't push the excuse me, you can, excuse me, you can push the non-Jew to pay back his debt. Shelo yumashkan balcho bezroa, you can't forcibly take collateral from someone who borrows. Lahakzir mashkan labalo is manchu tzarchlo, to return collateral back to the owner when he needs it back. Next one is shelo yachir mashkan mibalov ha'ani ba'eshu tzarchlo, and you can't delay handing collateral back to a poor person when he needs it. The seventh one is shelo yachba almana, you can't take collateral from a widow. Next one is shlo yachbol kalim she'osim hen ochel nefesh. Can't take, let's say, for instance, pots and pans, things that are used to help make food as collateral. Tes is shlo yiten amal beribis. This is obviously a big area. We can't loan with interest. Shlo yalveh halo alo beribis, and the borrower should not take a loan that's given interest. 11 is shlo yisasek adam be'mal v'alo beribis shlo yoid be'hem v'lo yichtov shtar v'lo yarov. Okay, so one should never be involved with a lender. And any borrower, either one that has to do with a loan with interest, not to be a witness, not to draw up any contracts, etc. You have to distance yourself. And finally, your base is lavos min akum, lavos lo bribis. But you can borrow and lend money to a non-Jew using interest. And we'll be here in Mitzvah Seila Prakamela, the Rambam can explain all these mitzvahs in the upcoming chapter. Okay, paragraph alakalaf. Mitzvah Seila on it, Lani Yisrael. There's a positive commandment to lend money to the poor, Jewish poor. Shenemar in keset al vesamiyas and iyanabach. Yochel Rishus, right? Maybe you'll think it's permissive, meaning it's not necessary. Tamalomar, Havei Tavitenu. And not only that, Umitzvah Zu Gedola. This is a greater mitzvah than giving charity, El Ha'ani, Hashoal, right? It's better to lend money to an Ani, to a poor person, than give charity. Shezekvar Nitzrach Lishol, Vizad Daim Legilamidazu. Because this person's in a state where he needs to, what do you call it, borrow money, but he's not quite in being completely poor yet. He hasn't got to the point where he is requiring charity. That's how he Hikpida, Amisha Yimnim, Nahavos Ani. The Torah is very careful and severe when it comes to a person who does not lend to a poor person. Shenemar, that, what do you call it? It's not good. Alachaves. Kola noges ha'ani, anyone who pushes a poor person to pay him back, who yodesh, and he knows he can't afford to pay him back yet. Over below sase, he's violating a negative commandment. Shenemar, losia lo kenoshe. So you shouldn't be, what do you call it, a creditor to him. The mitzvah says, lingos akom. However, it's a positive commandment to push the non-Jew for payment. And to really frustrate him. The Chazal learned out that's a positive commandment to do that to the non-Jew. Halacha Gimel. Asul Adam Laharos La'atzmo Labal Chobo Bizman Shiodea She'inlo. So a person can't put himself or appear in front of somebody that owes him money when he knows he can't pay him. She'inlo, even to pass in front of him. Shalo Yachfidu or Yachlimo. Because you can't frighten him or embarrass him. Afi she'ein tovo, even though you're not making any claim against them to get the payment. Afi ein tzarach lomar im tovo, and of course, even more so to demand payment from him. U'kashem she'asol lezeli tvo'okach, right? Just like it's forbidden for the person who makes the loan, the creditor, to go out and demand the payment, right? So too, kach asol lo ve'lichbosh ma'am chaveiro shebiyado. A borrower can't hold money back that he owes to someone else. Lomar lo lech v'shuv. He can't tell him go and return. V'hu she'esh lo, but he has. Shenemar al talmar l'recha lech v'shuv. So to a borrower can't take a loan and to use and to lose it excuse me to use it that when it's unnecessary of them to lose it actually until basically called the creditor won't be able to collect the money. Even if the lender is very wealthy, those is their Russia who anyone who does this from the borrower's side is a Russia. What do you call it? Because it says love Russia v'lishalim. And Chacham commanded that you should treat any money that belongs to another person as if it's your own. Now, when the lender does want and demands his payment from the borrower, even if he is wealthy, and let's say the borrower is in a difficult situation and can't really support himself or his family, we don't have any pity on him. Rather, we go in, the Bezin goes in and takes, forcibly takes all the value of his objects that is worth the debt that he owes from him forcibly. Vimlo hispiko matatlin, and if the movable property is not sufficient to pay back the debt, gobel min hakarka, we take his real estate. Achar she machrimin, excuse me, gobel min hakarka, we take it from his real estate. Achar she machrimin, al mi sheish lo matatlin, al mi sheyodeh lo matatlin, lo yevin lo beis din. After, what do you call it, we issue a cherem, against the person who possesses any of this type of property and doesn't bring it to court to pay back the debt. The government called karka sheishlo. We take any land that he owns, alpi shehimushu betis l'ksubas ishto, even if it's tied down as a lien to his wife's ksuba, or lebal chobo shekadam govin lazeh, or let's say another creditor with a prior loan. The miyaba rishon biyitrof, and if the first one comes along, what do you call it, and claims the property, he can take it. Tana lova shematatlan elo shebiyadi ena shali. Let's say the lender claims that the movable property that he has doesn't belong to him. Ella pikadon heim biyadi, rather they're entrusted to him to watch. Oh, schorano sheolin, or he's renting it or borrowing it. Ain sham lo, we don't listen to him. Or oh yovi raya, or he otherwise he brings a proof. Oh yigba mehen bal chobo, or we forcibly take the money from him to pay back the creditor. Halachay ain bal chob gobo, the what it called, the creditor cannot take money. Lo michsos ishto uvanav shalove, he can't take it from the clothing of his what do you call it, of the debtor's wife or his kids. The lo mivgadim tzvuim shetzivan lishman, nor from colored garments that were dyed. Even if the Afi Shadan love showing them, oh, son, they haven't been worn yet. Lo misandalim chadashim shelachu lishman, nor from like new sandals that are purchased for them. Ella hare elu shelahen. Rather, these what do you call it, belong to them. Bedvar morning, what does this apply? Bechol bekli hachol. This applies to weekday stuff. About big day Shabbos, v'amoed, rather clothing for Shabbos and cholam and yantav, gobo san bachol. Those can be taken to pay back the debt. Dein sarach lomar im hayu ben tabaos ukleizav ukesser shakol ba'achova. And of course, if they have gold and silver on it, they all are given to the lender. Lachavav hayu lo matatlan or karka. Let's say the borrower has movable property or real estate. V'harei alav shtar chovos lakum, and he has outstanding debts owed to a non-Jew. V'amar harei kol nechasam shibam lakum. He says, listen, all my property is on lien to non-Jews. V'midlo otan Yisrael lebechovam yesru osi akum bechovam ve'yebishviya. And if I go ahead and I pay back all the property, all the money that I owe to the Jews, then the non-Jews will imprison me because of the debts that I owe. Ho Rabosei, the Rabbanim Paskin, She'ein Shomelo, we don't listen to him, V'yigbu HaYisraelim. We don't listen to him, and we give the money to the Jews. K'shevo Akum Yasru, and when the non-Jews come and imprison him, Harei Kol Yisrael Mitzuvim Liftoso, the Jews, B'nai Yisrael, nonetheless were obligated to go ahead and redeem him. Halacha Zayin, Misadron the Baal Chov, K'derech Shemeshan Ve'erechin. So, when it comes to how we deal with a person who owes a debt, and the way we function with them, it's the same thing as we do with someone who dedicates that which to the Beis HaMikdash. So, Ketzav, what does this mean? Omer lobe have kol matatlin sheishtocha. So the court says to the borrower, bring all of the movable property that you own. Lo taniach hafilu machad achas, don't even leave behind one needle. Mina hakol mazon shloshim yom. So after he does this, we give him for everything that he has brought, food for 30 days, ksusio beis chodesh, and clothing for a year, miksusar yolo, for that which is appropriate to him. Below, sheilbash big day meshium, it's nefes zehuba, not that he should wear nice silk clothing, etc. Mavirno sami menu, rather those clothes are taken away from him. The nosalo ksusar yolo, yud beis chodesh, rather we give him regular clothing for a year, a year's worth. Umita le shevalea, so he gets a bed to sleep, sit on. Umita umatsa haruyunlo lishanalayim, also like a couch to sit on and a bed to sleep on. The imahaya ani, they might ani, if he's poor, mita mafetz lishanalav. If he's poor, he gets what he called a straw mattress to sleep on. Menos and kalem keilu leishto banav avishu chayv mizrosam. Now, these things are not given to his wife and children, even though he's obligated to provide them with sustenance. V'nosanlo sandalo tefilav. He does get to keep his shoes and his tefillin. Haya uman, nosanlo. Now, let's say he's what he called an expert worker in a certain area, like a carpenter. Nosanlo shnei klei umnos. We give him two kalim of what he called of for a specialty. We call min the min, kagon shaya. So from every different type. So for instance, let's say he could go in Shahaya Cheresh, Nosan Lo, Shnei Ma'atzad, and Shnei Ma'agaros. Let's say, for instance, he's a carpenter. He gets two, like, four different, two different tools for one thing, two different tools for another thing. Hayalo Min Echad Meruba, Min Echad Muat. Let's say he has one, a lot of one kind, and one, a little of another kind. Nosan Lo, Shnei Meruba, give him two from the more, Bekol Sheishlo, Min Muat. Bein Lokal Lo, Kelim, Min Meruba. We don't give him any Kelim from the, what do you call it, from the greater one. Haya echar or chamar. Let's say he's like, for instance, a donkey driver. Einos lo lo tzmadav lo chamaro. We don't give him what do you call, for instance, his donkeys. If he's a sailor, we don't give him his boat. He lives no way to sustain himself. These things are considered things that he needs to sell to pay off his debt. In court, and all it says to be given back to the pay back the debt. Let's say the lender comes to get his money back, but not in front of the borrower. Let's say, for instance, the borrower was in a country far away. And let's say the woman, the wife, comes along and sells some of the her husband's property to live off of. Mehen motzino sam yada, we take them from her, but no son of balcho, we give it to the creditor. Shafilah haya baile ima, because even if the husband was with her, lo hayachol azon esishto avon abad shifar lochobo, he couldn't go ahead and focus on sustaining his wife and kids until he pays back his debt. That ends Perek Aleph, and we will continue with Perek Beis next time.